Alrighty, welcome to the weekly portion of this new edition of the Tom Green Podcast. This is more of the Detroit Sports Weekly or Detroit Sports Hour part of the show that we're kind of transitioning towards as we get into the fall months and hopefully beyond on this podcast. My hope, of course, for this is that people will listen and people will want to communicate and hopefully guests on the show and whatnot. And so this is kind of the measuring stick show as to how this show is going to look like moving forward. And, of course, a Detroit Sports Weekly. And so during the Tigers season, of course, as we move forward, we don't have much of the Tigers season left, but hopefully as we get into next season into the spring, these shows will be done after the midweek series. We wanted to do a straight-up Wednesday night show, but I figured because of the differing series-ending dates, I wanted to do it after the end of the series so that we had a fresh series to look at rather than, oh, well, if they win this game, this series will be X or Y or whatever. And I didn't want any of that crap. So we're doing it kind of by end of midweek series. And then, of course, we'll have a bit of a Lions preview as well on this edition of the Detroit Sports Hour, the Tom Green Podcast. So without further ado, once again, special thanks to Abby Jones for coming on the show earlier this week. And so we hope that you'll enjoy the Detroit Sports Weekly hour or so version of this show. So let's get right into it. Tigers over the last week, 4-3. And honestly, a very surprising 4-3 because of the opponents that they had to face. As of right now, two playoff opponents, one in the Tampa Bay Rays, which we heard that story earlier this week about the Orioles and Kevin Brown. We can dive into that too in a minute. And, of course, the series against the Minnesota Twins, which was a huge series for the Tigers. I know that a lot of outsiders, and myself included, are looking at this Detroit team as definitely still on the outside looking in. And I will say, before I get to analyzing that series, that's how it remains at this point. Still on the outside looking in, and it's going to be that way probably, and probably won't change, okay? But there's a bit of a backstory. It might not be the right word, but there is a bit of significance to the end of this series, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. So 4-3 week, lost 2 of 3 to Tampa, and did not look all that impressive in that series, minus, of course, the win that was a nice win on Saturday. Win 3 of 4 against Minnesota. So, of course, the storylines from this past week. Miguel Cabrera in his final season as we think now. Remember, people, he still has 1 year left on this deal. I will probably be the only person that isn't surprised if he decides to take that final year of the deal. But all signs are pointing towards that's not going to happen. And I don't anticipate it to happen either. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be crazy. It's not going to happen. But if it does happen, you heard it here first. I'm just going to put that out there. But anyway, Miguel Cabrera gets a few hits over the week to pass Tony Gwynn and Robin Yount on the all-time hit list. Two great players that a lot of us looked up to were Tony Gwynn of the San Diego Padres and Robin Yount of the Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, back in the days of the Brewers being in the American League, which yours truly was not born yet, a lot of people looked up to Robin Yount. And a lot of people feared Robin Yount, at least facing him at the plate. Tony Gwynn, the same thing, despite him being in the National League. I know that interleague play did not really become a thing until the 90s. But still, a lot of people looked at Tony Gwynn and said, that's a guy I don't want to face at the plate as a pitcher. Rarely ever struck out. Look at all the strikeouts today in the major leagues. You see it all the time. So Miguel Cabrera passing Tony Gwynn and Robin Yount is definitely a great story. Cabrera in the swan song of his career, that's what we hope that he passes a couple more players. And based off the all-time list, which I don't have in front of me right now on this on this episode of the show. We can look at that a little bit later as we get into September. It looks like he's going to pass about two or three more players. So, Miguel Cabrera passing Gwynn and Yount is a definite great story of this past week in Tiger baseball. Now let's talk about this past Twin series. Monday night, we watched that game. We lost 8-0, Tigers did. And a lot of us thought, this team might have just packed it in and said this is over. And it may still be the case in the next few weeks. I'm not going to sit here and say that this series in itself really propelled this team back towards the playoffs, because it didn't. I mean, we're still 11 games under 500 at this point. Still, I believe, at the top of my head, 8 games out of first place with the Twins. In fact, let's double check that right now. 7 games out. Okay. So 11 under 500, 7 games out of first place. Still not, I'm not sitting here and saying they're back in it. Okay. But it's very important to note that this team took 3 out of 4 against the Minnesota Twins, who are in first place in the American League Central Division, and will host a playoff series if the season ended today, and are 3.5 games up on second place Cleveland, who is 4 games below 500. The Twins at this point are 3 games above. So, let's not diminish the significance of this 3 out of 4 series win. It does give the Tigers momentum for the next little bit. Of course, as Tiger fans, we hope they can build off this momentum. I'm not saying playoffs, and nor do I even advocate that it gets them back into the race. But it gives them hope. A split, I would have said, some hope, but still looking at more towards next season. Still in that mindset, but 3 out of 4 is important to note here. Because after Monday night's game, I and a lot of Tigers fans thought this team was going to get swept. Or even lose 3 out of 4. So it's important to note about that. I'm not going to designate this as a official segment, but comeback player of the week has got to be Reese Olson. I mean, he threw an absolute dud on Friday night against Tampa Bay. He comes out and throws a stud today. Let's go to the works here. 6 innings, 2 hits, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts, and a 6 inning shutout. Quality start. That is a QS, a quality start in my fantasy baseball league for Reese Olson. Comeback player of the week, I got to say. Player of the week, you got to go Cabrera because he passed Tony Gwynn and Robin Yount. Riley Green hit a home run today, so Riley Green is still doing his work. We hit a parlay yesterday with Matt Vierling, Kerry Carpenter, Miguel Cabrera each getting a hit. You almost could have hit that on 2 hits each. Kerry Carpenter coming up short in that perspective. But nonetheless, Tigers bats getting to snuff for now. But again, I may be a little bit far-fetched. But still, 3 out of 4 against Minnesota is important. 3 out of 4 against the top team in your division is important. So let's not take away the significance of that. Looking ahead, we have 2 series coming up this week. A weekend series at Boston and then 2 games at Minnesota. We will analyze Wednesday after that series before 4 games in Cleveland. A 3-2 record would be acceptable in this next week's stretch. I mean, going to Fenway, last year, of course, I was at Fenway and they lost all 3 games. So something around 3-2 would be good in that perspective. So nice week for the Tigers and a little bit of momentum to build again. The season still looks to be in a bit of a wash, but something to build upon. Lions. Let's move to the Detroit Lions, shall we? They're opening up their preseason Friday night, tomorrow night against the New York Giants. And it's how the old show used to work was that I would give a full-on preview of this preseason game that, you know what? There's only going to be a handful of people watching. There's going to be a lot of people in the stands. There's a lot of hype this year. And we'll talk about that more in the next couple weeks. There's a lot of hype for the Lions. I buy it. A lot of people buy it. Dan Campbell says, let's hold our horses here. But the thing is, there isn't a lot to preview in this preseason game except perhaps you're going to see Jared Goff play a quarter. Probably not, but we shall see. Obviously, the reports are coming out and saying that Goff looks very good in training camp. And Goff, I mean, as I had said to start, I mean, when Goff was signed, I said, there's a very low floor here. And if Goff does stink, oh, well, you draft a quarterback in an impressive draft class the next season. Goff wasn't necessarily a stud, but he wasn't a dud. And he impressed in that Ben Johnson offense last year, which, thank God, Ben Johnson stayed in Detroit. So we're going to have a decent offense this year. And this preseason game is not going to change my mind about that. It's not going to change my mind about a whole lot except for guys 41 through 67. Okay? Half of them are going to get put in. Half of them are going to get left out. My math was probably a little bit off there. But still, the point is, that's where it's going to matter, is those 24 guys. Not me, Joe Sportscaster, that needs to analyze them. Not you, Joe Fan, that is listening to this show thinking, why the hell am I listening to the Tom Green podcast? It's Joe 41 through Joe 67 that's on the field this Friday night fighting for that spot. And good luck to them. Seriously. I hope it works out well. The big news, I guess, over the week was that the Lions signed Teddy Bridgewater. $2.5 million guaranteed, $5 million total. Brad Holmes sees the talent in this team. And Brad Holmes said, I need a reliable backup. Now, is Teddy Bridgewater the A guy that I would look for to win a Super Bowl? Probably not. Minnesota tried him. It didn't work. I mean, it worked for them to compete and win the NFC North, but it didn't work for them in playoffs. So Bridgewater is not going to be that guy that takes you to the Super Bowl. But is he a backup that I would say we are going to succeed with this backup? My answer to that is an absolute yes. So Teddy Bridgewater, a successful backup signing. Hendon Hooker will probably not see much playing time at all this season. So I saw the ridiculous plus 50,000 bet on Hendon Hooker. That's definitely a bet I would not take as a guy that is looking to win a few bets every now and again. But the thing is about this Teddy Bridgewater signing is that it is a viable backup signing. Again, I look at this roster. I see Jared Goff as my number one. Okay, a number one pick out of Cal. That's made a Super Bowl. Good. Who knows if he could lead us to a Super Bowl again? Teddy Bridgewater, viable backup that's had injury history. A viable backup. So Brad Holmes is building a team, my friends. And I think we've seen this before. We saw this in free agency this year. We saw this in the draft, even though a lot of us were shaking our, not necessarily shaking, but scratching our heads. We saw this a lot. We're going to be all right. What to expect in this first preseason game? Not a lot. I mean, I'll watch because it's football. It's August. It's football. We're not going to complain about August preseason football. But the older I get, and I'm 28 years of age as I speak, the older I get, the more diminished preseason football gets to me. Because, well, they're not competing for anything except for a roster spot. I mean, in the third and fourth quarter, that's going to be some competitive football. Even if the score doesn't say so, because those guys are fighting for their football lives. And a lot of these guys, it will be the last time they play on a football field. Because they're probably going to get cut. And they're probably going to have to take day jobs like you and I. Okay? So for them, it means a hell of a lot. Okay? But the thing is, this does not mean a lot for Joe Sportscaster or Joe Fan. Because that's all it's really doing is looking at those final roster cuts and seeing what can happen there. So that's a reason why I didn't bring in a guest on this show. Probably next week, no guest. We'll see unless I bring in someone. We'll see. But I hope that you guys have started to enjoy the new edition of the show. And my hope is that this will continue to succeed and to bring in more guests and professional opportunities. So I really hope you've enjoyed this rant that I've gone on. And feel free to interact with me on Twitter. At TomTV23, at TomGreenPod. Interact with me. I like talking to people. Not all of them, but I like talking to them. So hit me up. Give me some questions for next week. Next week, we're going to talk Tigers and Lions Jags. And hopefully, we'll have a little bit more to talk about then. But until then, hopefully, you've enjoyed this show. Hopefully, you enjoyed the intro music. Courtesy of Kiss, Detroit Rock City. Gene Simmons fan mildly here. And so, I just hope that you have enjoyed this and that it's something that you will say, yes, I'll listen to this in the future. Till then, have a great week.